Hi, this is Michael Palermo. In this continued series on developing for Windows 8 and half the time, today we're going to look in this episode at the new features that are going to be found in Windows 8.1. We're going to explore these as a consumer, but what it's going to mean for you as a developer. Let's go ahead and take a look. So the first thing that we're going to look at is the taskbar. This is in the desktop view when you're looking at the desktop view here in Windows 8.1. I'm going to go directly to the properties of the taskbar, and specifically I'm going to look over at the navigation tab, and I'd like to zoom in and just take a look at these new features that you'll appreciate as a developer. One, you can boot right to the desktop instead of the start screen, and two, you can show that desktop background image in Start. Now I'm going to explain what that means here in a second. So if I click on the Start button, which is now returned, it takes me to the Start screen, but you can see that my background image is still the same. Click it again. Nice fluid motion between those two. You'll also notice in the Start screen that the tiles are different sizes. We have a new large size. In fact, if I were to right-click here and go to Resize, you'll find that we have large, wide, medium, and now we also have small. So that's what these are over here, the small ones. You'll also notice just by right-clicking, it's so easy now to name a group. I can call this one desktop, / store, and just leave it like that, and then go out and hit Escape, and there I am. So we have new tile sizes. You're going to need to keep that in mind. You'll also notice that it's very easy to find all your apps with this new little down arrow. It'll show all your apps. So look at your Start screen as like your customized menu to all your apps, and then this is actually all of your apps. So very nice little way to quickly glance at everything that you have. I'm going to open up Tile at a Time, and I'm going to move this over into Snap View, like so. Go back over to the Start screen. I'm going to click on my desktop, and you'll see that it's snapped. And that's great. But notice that you can also now make your snaps resizable. And in fact, you can have multiple snapped apps on the screen at the same time. Now I'm going to put this back at its default, and I'm going to open up now in the store from the Start screen. And now it's saying, where do you want it to go? So this is another nice feature. I could say I want it to go in a snap, or I can make it go over here in the bigger area. I'll go ahead and attempt first to put it in snap, but notice what's happening. Like, it's increasing the size of that snap area. That's because the default snap size now is 500 pixels, not 320. The absolute minimum is 320, but 500 is now the new default. So if I were to try to put it in there, it would want to take up the 500 by default. I go ahead and put it in this big area here and make the other app go away. This is the new store. Check out the beginning. This is important for you. We now have the ability to really feature and showcase the awesome apps that are in the store. So that's what this first portion is here in the store. Then, of course, if I scroll across, I can see picks for me. I can see what's popular now. It's a very nice feature that we have. In addition to that, if I right-click somewhere here in the store, it'll show me all the different categories, very easy to get to. I can find out what my apps are, including ones that I may have purchased that are not installed on this machine. So that's very nice as well. The other thing I'm going to show, the last thing I'm going to show as far as features, is notice that search for apps is now right here in the store app. Now, what does that mean for you? That means you're going to probably want to do the same if search is a big thing within your app. Because if I go to the default search right here, notice it's now search everywhere. You know, based on feedback, this is what users and consumers really wanted, was search everywhere on the machine. So if you want a context-sensitive search, probably you're going to implement something in your app like this. So it's fun looking at some of the features. Of course, this wasn't a list of all the new features, but we're going to start zoning in on what some of those features are in future episodes and how you can implement them. Look forward to seeing you again.